वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Hare Krishna.
Which number is on the board? What is the first word? Kasya? Says, so we're reading texts 32 and 33 from chapter 1, the history of the life of Ajamil. I will read 32 myself. Uchur niseditastam ste vaivasvata pura sar pura saraha keyuyam pratisetharu dharma rajasya sasanam. When the order carriers of Yamaraj, the son of the sun god, were thus forbidden, they replied, "Who are you, sirs, that have audacity to challenge the jurisdiction of Yamaraj?" Purport. According to the sinful activities of Ajamil, he was within the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, the supreme judge appointed to consider the sins of the living entities. When forbidden to touch Ajamil, the order carriers of Yamaraj were surprised because they had never been hindered in the execution of their duty by anyone within the three walls. Text 33. Kasya va
uta
ayataha kasmat asya nishedhata kim deva upadeva ya yuyam kim siddhasattamaha kasya vakutta ayata Asmat asya nisedhata
Kim
deva upadevaya Yuyam kim siddha sattamaha Kasya vakuta ayata Asmat asya nisedhata Kim deva upadevaya Yuyam kim siddha sattamaha Kasya vakuta ayatah kasmadasya nisedata kim deva upadevaya yuyam kim siddhasattamah. Ladies. Kasya vakuta ayatah Asmadasya nisedataha Kim deva upadevaya Yuyam kim siddhasattamaha Kasya vakuta ayata Kasmadaya nisedata Kim deva upadevaya
Yuyam kinsita satamaha
kasya.
Whose servants?
Va.
Or.
Kutaha.
From where?
Ayataha.
Have you come?
Kasmat.
What is the reason?
Asya.
The taking away
of this ajamil.
Nishetata.
Are you forbidden?
Kim.
Whether.
Devaha.
Demigods.
Upadevaha.
Subdemigods.
Yaha.
Who.
Yuyam.
All of you.
Kim.
Whether.
Siddhatat.
Sattamaha.
The best of the perfect beings.
The pure devotees.
Translation.
Dear sirs, whose servants are you? Where have you come from? And why are you forbidding us to touch the body of Ajamil? Are you demigods from the heavenly planets? Are you sub-demigods? Or are you the best of devotees? Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The most significant word used in this verse is Siddha Satamaha, which means the best of the perfect. In Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is said, Manushyanam Sahasresu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye. Out of millions of persons, one may try to become Siddha, perfect, or in other words, self-realized. A self-realized person knows that he is not the body, but a spiritual soul, aham brahmasmi. At the present moment, practically everyone is unaware of this fact. But one who understands this has attained perfection and is therefore called Siddha. When one understands that the soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, and one thus engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Soul, one becomes Siddha Sattama. One is then eligible to live in the Vaikuntha planets or Krishna Loka. The word Siddha Sattama, therefore refers to a liberated pure devotee. Since the Yamadutas are servants of Yamaraj, who is also one of the Siddha Sattamas, they knew that a Siddha Sattama is above the demigods and subdemigods, and indeed, above all the living entities within this material world. The Yamadutas therefore inquire why the Vishnu Dutas were present where a sinful man was going to die. It should also be noted that Ajamil was not yet dead, for the Yamadutas were trying to snatch the soul from his heart. They could not take the soul, however, and therefore Ajamil was not yet dead. This will be revealed in later verses. Ajamil was simply in an unconscious state when the argument was in progress between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. The conclusion of the argument was to be a decision regarding who will claim the soul of Ajamil. Hare Krishna. So, again, the blessings of the devotees, that I can say something which may inspire the devotees to take shelter of the holy name, which is the main topic of this section. This canto 6 begins with a question by Parikshit Maharaj. We have had a very detailed description of like default punishments for sinful people. And naturally, Parikshit Maharaj, being a pure devotee of the Lord, he's feeling compassionate and he's asking how people can be delivered from entering into the hellish regions. So the answer is already being given, which is how people can be delivered from entering into the hellish planets. One person? Huh? We're in verse 33 of chapter 6. I'm pretty sure you know this, eh? Mother Ganga? Yes. Actually, what is being emphasized here is that the ultimate benefit for the living entity is through the devotional service of the Lord. And the significance of this this pastime actually is one of the most important pastimes actually in the whole Bhagavatam, because it's centered on the holy name of the Lord. Other sections are focused on devotional service, but here not only devotional service, but actually the name of Krishna, the power of the holy name, and that even a sinful person, and in fact, it's also like something significant that, you know, Parikshit Maharaj is asking who, you know, how the sinful people can be delivered. But then Sukadeva Goswami begins telling the story of a pious person, because Ajamil was actually a Brahmana. He was like an educated man. He was, you know, religious to some degree. But even his piety wasn't sufficient to save him from temptation. So he performed some unknown and devotional service, and he got carried away. He saw a sudrani, a prostitute, enjoying with a sudra, and then his mind degraded him, and he became involved in all kinds of sinful activities, earning a livelihood through cheating, causing cruelty to other people. But still, and this is perhaps what I want to focus the most on this short class, that the Lord is so merciful that actually he never forgot the little service that Ajamil had performed. And he inspired him from within his heart to name his little son Narayana. It's described that Ajamil was already over 80 years old. So when he had this son Narayana, he was like about 85, you know. So a whole life performing sinful activities, still the Lord inspired him, okay? You call your name Narayana, you know, finding some way to deliver Ajamil. You've done little service. And then Ajamil was calling for his son, not knowing what he was doing. And then at the time of his death, just called the name once, Narayana, just once. And just by being absorbed in that sound vibration of the holy name, Namavas, he became free from all sinful reactions. And Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that actually he had performed sinful activities with his body, with his mind, and with his words. So there was three Yamadutas came for these three types of sinful activities. But he says, because the holy name of Narayana has got four syllables. So how many Vishnu Dutas came?
Four.
So yes, the potency of the holy name. And so right now, this is what's happening, that he's lying on bed, completely helpless. Completely helpless. And these three fearsome people have come and trying to snatch his soul. He cannot do anything. But because he called the name of Narayana, these four beautiful people came. And he's saying, Kasyava Kuta Ayata, whose servants are you? You are so beautiful. You look so attractive. Look at us, we're so ugly. And, you know, Kim Deva, are you demigods? Upadeva ya, are you like lesser demigods? Yuyam kim siddha satamaha, or are you the best of devotees? So this is actually, and Prabhupada is, you know, we heard the word siddha satamas numerous times in the purport. Anyone remembers the meaning of siddha satama? The best of the devotees, good. Actually, Prabhupada says that when one understands that the soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, and one thus engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Soul, one becomes Siddha Satama. One is then eligible to live in the Vaikuntha planets or Krishna Loka. So these are the perfected beings. Perfected beings are devotees. The perfection of life is to become a devotee. And this is what is being emphasized again and again through the Bhagavatam, particularly in this section. And I was thinking also that, the Bhagavatam also, I think Sivaram Swami mentioned the other day that the summon substance of the Bhagavatam is to encourage us to chant the holy name. The Bhagavatam begins with, glorification of the holy name. The last verse of the Bhagavatam is glorification of the holy name. So you can analyze the text by what is being said at the beginning, what is said at the end, and what is being said throughout. There is one verse in the third chapter of the first canto, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam. That this Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God. And one of the commentators, Bansidhar, which is one of the commentators that Prabhupada following his writings of the commenting on the Bhagavatam, he says, Idam Bhagavatam Nama, that this Purana is the Purana of the Holy Name. And that when we are hearing these narrations, we should be encouraged to take shelter of Krishna's holy names. That we can see the effect of just the shadow reflection can have on people, on sinful people. So never mind if we are actually consciously endeavoring to take shelter of Krishna's holy names. And I was just doing a little research and I came across in Chaitanya, because it's, Bhagavatam is so connected. Bhagavatam is our main book. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like recently we have Kalamakaranda Swami explaining a little bit about the connection between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhagavatam. And I came across to a verse. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking with Prakasananda Sarasvati. And then Prakasananda Sarasvati is, the famous meeting they had. Lord Chaitanya was sitting down where the people leave their shoes, and he was so effulgent that all the Mayavadi sannyasis, they came and they became so enlivened to see the brilliance of Mahaprabhu. And then, Prakasananda Sarasvati, who was the leader of all of them, he said, why don't you study Vedanta? Why are you engaged in doing these low-class activities like chanting, Harinam Sankirtan? And Lord Chaitanya, he said, actually, my spiritual master, he considered me a fool. And he said, I'm not qualified to study Vedanta. So he said, you should chant the holy name of Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya, he went on chanting the holy name. And also, Ishvara Puri, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these are very important instructions. I mean, it's very basic, but sometimes we skip these points. That Ishvara Puri said, you must keep in your throat this one verse. What verse was that? It says that Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastieva, Nastieva Katir Nyata. That there is no other ways for deliverance. Eh? No other way, no other way, no other way. This be mentioned again. No karma, no jnana. Devotional service. And of all the processes, devotional service is the only one who can actually purify the heart. We want to become reestablished in our constitutional position. We're like fish out of water. Everybody more or less is feeling alienated in the material world. Huh? And we're trying to fill the gap in so many different ways. Huh? But actually the solution is given in the Bhagavatam, and is through unalloyed, pure, uncontaminated devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And of all the practices of devotional service, which one is the most potent? Which is the one that is going to purify the heart the most? Hearing and chanting. So chanting the holy name of Krishna. It says that, we want to change our hearts. We want to change the quality of our lives. And to change the quality of our life, we have to change. It begins by changing our thoughts. We want to change our thoughts. So through chanting, through hearing Bhagavatam, our thoughts change. And when our thoughts change, then our actions will also change. And when our actions change, then we cultivate new habits. And good habits make good character. And when we develop good character, then we attain the right destination. Siddha Satamaha, like the Vishnu Dutas. So then Lord Chaitanya, he went on, he followed the instruction. He was chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, and he became mad. And he became so mad that he thought that actually this chanting is covering my knowledge. So he went back to his spiritual master and he said, what kind of mantra have you given me? You know, I'm going crazy. And then Prakasananda Sarasvati, Ishwarapuri, he said, actually, this is the perfection of the chanting. I'm so very pleased with you. And then he said that, you know, he quoted a verse from the Bhagavatam, which is, he says, is the essence of the Bhagavatam. So anyone know which verse is this? The essence of the Bhagavatam, according to Ishwarapuri. He says that, by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then, by the way, this is Narada Muni instructing Vasudev in the 11th canto. So say, by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord. And he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. So the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant the holy name, Apannam samsitinguram yamnama vivasogrinam tatasadyo vimuchita yadviveti swayambhavam. Living entities who are entangled in the complicated meshes of material life can be freed immediately, even by unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna. So potent. So we need to develop this faith in the holy name, that when we chant just one name, is sufficient to destroy all sinful activities that we can commit. And of course, that is not the goal. The goal is not to become free from sinful reactions, but the goal is actually to develop love for Krishna. And then that brings to the other point I wanted to discuss, is that, you know, this section of the Bhagavatam, 6th canto, is dealing with Poshanam. The 10 topics of the Bhagavatam, Poshanam means protection by the Lord. So, Krishna, how merciful he is, that he is finding, you'll find the Prabhupada's purpose again and again. It's one of my favorite topics. What is the qualification to go back home, back to Godhead? I think I mentioned this before here actually. What is the qualification to go back home, back to Godhead? Anyone? Surrendering to the spiritual master? Intense eagerness. Thank you. We just want to do it. We just have to want to go back home, back to Godhead. Can we do it by our own efforts? Can we go back to Godhead by our own efforts? So therefore we need mercy. And the Lord is supremely merciful. All these pastimes. And the Lord is more anxious than we are to get us back home, back to Godhead. And he has appeared through the holy name to do that. So in the case, then I was thinking, okay, we're hearing about chanting the holy name and that we need the mercy of the holy name. So what do we need to do to chant the holy name with a pure heart? Namabhas, we should be chanting offenselessly first. We should actually be aiming to chant the pure holy name, chanting with love. So how are we going to cultivate this spirit, that the holy name manifests within our hearts? And I was just thinking of Krishna, how merciful he is. So, and this particular sentence we just read from the purport, that Siddha Satamaha. So we have to become devotees. And devotee is someone who is doing service unconditionally and unmotivated. And he's serving others. The highest welfare work, what is the highest? The highest philanthropists in the world are those who are delivering in that mercy of Krishna. Krishna claims himself in the Bhagavad Gita that there is no one more dear to me than he who preaches these glories to the devotees. He's also saying that for him, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. Those who are preaching this message. So preaching this message doesn't necessarily mean just sitting down on the asana, you know, but it means spreading the Sankirtan movement. The other day, I was very inspired with this Sankirtan, mini Sankirtan festival we had. Like Navinirada Prabhu, he said, you know, who is Sankirtan devotee, you know? I mean, I have been most of my life as a devotee with a book bag on my shoulder. I was a little shy to raise my hand. But anyway, because the way he said it, but, you know, we were hesitant. But actually, the fact is that we are all Sankirtan devotees. We're members of the Sankirtan movement. And being a Sankirtan devotee means being a servant. And being a servant means becoming a well-wisher of every living entity, not just only the devotees, but every living entity. That you actually want the best for that person. And we see Krishna, the example, he's so merciful that, you know, even in the case of Ajamil, he's looking for different ways to bring the person back home, back to Godhead. So we need to get into that spirit also, that we want to bring people, help others to come back home, back to Godhead. And hopefully they will take us with us, with them, you know, also. So that's the spirit. And I you know, when I remember when, from doing, you know, since it's the marathon, you know, it's Krishna's marathon, I think it's important to remember that so many devotees are going out now and performing great tapasya in cold weather and many different countries. They're fully focused on distributing this mercy, of distributing books. Taking all kinds of risks. But actually, they are the fortunate ones. It's the only time I'm here in Mayapur, and I wish I would be, you know, in Christmas marathon, because it's so ecstatic. And why is it? Because it's a moment, it's a time where all efforts, all endeavors, are there actually to distribute the mercy. Without considering who is fit, who is unfit, who is qualified, who is not qualified. Without considering how I feel, how I don't feel, just go out and distribute the mercy. You know, become an agent of mercy, and then we become jubilant in Krishna consciousness. Actually, when we develop this mood of service to one another, and actually, this is the secret of Krishna consciousness. So, one nice quote from Prabhupada's purports. You know, I collect some jewels. This is a real one, and illustrates what is the character of Krishna. Right? He says, okay, listen attentively, this is the standard of the character of Krishna. What is it? You're not going to go in the, let me just read one sentence for you guys before you go, okay? It's 30 seconds. Okay, just 30 seconds, listen carefully. Say, the Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest reward. That is the standard of his character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter? Hare Krishna. Can anyone repeat that sentence? I'll read it again. The Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest reward. That is the standard of his character. So this is the standard of Krishna's character. He's taking a little bit, and this is in connection with the past and with the Putana. You know, the Lord is saying that, you know, the verses they are praising, the mercy of Krishna. How should I take shelter of anyone but Krishna, who is prepared to give to the position of a mother to she who came to give him poison? So this is the spirit of Krishna. His merciful nature, that he's looking for just a little good thing that someone can do and trying to magnify it. So, and this is what Sankirtan means. And then when we are in that spirit, actually, we become very happy. And when we chant the holy name, it's another experience. it's not so much of a grind, because actually Krishna is already helping. Krishna manifests through the name to those devotees who are, and this is again the point of, you know, in connection with Ajamil, that it says that, you know, one who remembers Krishna once, he will not see the Yamadutas, he will not fall down. So I'll read another quote from, I like to read Prabhupada's words in the Association of the Devotees, I hope you don't mind. But it's another nice quote, very inspiring for me the last year. It says, the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are meant not only for oneself, but for others also. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. What is the perfection of Krishna consciousness? To act, It says the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are meant not only for oneself, but for others. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. One who is interested in his own salvation is not as advanced in Krishna consciousness as one who feels compassion for others and who therefore propagates the Krishna consciousness movement. Such an advanced devotee will never fall down, for Krishna will give him special protection. That is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. So we're looking for mercy from Krishna. How are we going to get that mercy? By acting for the welfare of others. And when we are acting on that mood, then we actually see how the Lord is with us and is protecting us. And on the opposite side, when we become self-centered, then things become very dry. To chant the holy names becomes very, very difficult. It's just coming to my mind one time, I was in the wrong consciousness, here in the temple. And, you know, it was summertime, I think it was. There were so many pilgrimages, you know. And I was in front of Radha Madhava. And there was the pilgrimage pushing, you know, like anything. I usually tolerate. But this time, enough is enough, you know. And I push back with malice, also like, so afterwards, I thought I shouldn't have done this, you know. So anyway, I was just walking in the temple room. I've never seen this diorama in the temple. It's next to Prabhupada's Vyasa-san. I never seen it before. I was chanting, having in my brother like 3 or 4 years. I was chanting and I came in front of the diorama where it's Lord Chaitanya is taking darshan. We have the Garuda Stamba and she's got this Mataji, or this lady on his shoulder, you know. And I thought, you know, how fine is this? And Krishna just showed me, you know, at the right time. But just to show, you know, that this is Krishna. Krishna can't tolerate even that. He's seeing the good that other people are doing. But ourselves, little thing, little inconvenience, get out of my way. You know? And on the other hand, you know, the many years I spent in Sankirtan, I remember, even just as a very, very new devotee, first week out on book distribution, I remember that I will be like, you know, 8 hours, sometimes 10 hours during the marathon, and I will be chanting like constantly. And I was taught that I had no qualification. I was completely fallen before I came to Krishna consciousness. Not a pious person like Ajamil in the beginning. But by being in the outside in the streets and distributing the books, I was chanting constantly. And I remember this is the best activity I can do. I'll stick to this. Because there's no way I'm going to be able to do anything else and chant for so long, so many hours. So that gave me that, and that spirit, you know, we try to cultivate through, and this is Prabhupada's mood. Prabhupada was very encouraging. He was never doubting, you know, pushing people down. It was time to bring people up. So this is what the Sankirtan devotees are doing now also. They're going out and picking up the least qualified people. And they're giving them the mercy without consideration of anything, just giving. And in that way, they become very enlightened. Like for us, when we were doing these marathons, I remember for me, it was like charging up for the whole year. It was so inspiring to be out there. So now we're here. So, you know, okay, maybe we cannot participate in the Krishna's marathon, distributing books, you know, but we can try to develop that spirit of, you know, looking for the good in other people, trying to assist. You know, I'm thinking like, you know, sometimes like a young person is giving class or something, I will say, you know, I won't go, I'll go, you know, I'd rather listen to something, or, you know, why don't come and encourage the person? Someone new is coming, okay, why don't we come? You know, little things like this, and then Krishna consciousness becomes very sweet and very enlivened. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I'm reading here a message that it says, I was going to finish at this time and no question, but it says that questions and answers. Did you put this? No, okay. Okay, so those who want to go, you can go now. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for hearing. And if anyone wants to ask something, yeah.
So when if someone preaches and really tries to help someone come to Krishna consciousness, does it actually change the taste that one experiences in chanting?
Well, you should know better than I know. Tell me. Tell us.
Do we have... that's my experience. I'm just wondering... I'm looking for some Shastric references. Think of anything? That's what happens, well, because it's so pleasing to Krishna, and we experience that pleasure. When Krishna's pleased, and we're pleased. There's a quote.
Lord Chaitanya is that chapter. This is chapter 9 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it says, you know, I am a gardener, and, you know, I cannot do the work on my own. So I need help. Can you please help me? You know? This is Sankirtan chapter, right? Tatvat visargo janataga viplo jasmin pratislokan abada vaitapi. You read the purport to that verse, and Prabhupada is just he's calling. He's saying, you know, this is like when there is fire in the house. It doesn't matter if you know the language or you don't know the language. You know, you can communicate. You can, you know, because it's fire, so you have to save the people. It's an urgency there. And what is the urgency? To distribute this message. It doesn't matter if you know the language. If you don't know the language, just pass on the message. It's a science of, what it says? It says that it is a technical science, a spiritual science. And we're concerned with the principles, not with the language. So, I mean, it's all the way throughout. And this is what our Prabhupada is doing, Srila Prabhupada. This is his spirit. That's his qualification. That was his move all throughout. To preach, to give Krishna consciousness to others. His whole life was dedicated to that purpose. You know, sometimes the emphasis on like all this Radha Kund and Raganuga Bhakti and all these things, you know, high stage, but actually that's Prabhupada, what did Prabhupada emphasize? We need a mood of humility, and we need a mood of compassion. And how is that going to come? What is the easiest way to do it? Easiest way. It's to preach, to go out, and to you put yourself out. And then, like, Guru Seva was telling me, she goes to Switzerland, and she's gone on her own, you know, and is doing all this book distribution, and she's enlivened like anything. I go out, I was this year going out also. And I also go by myself. This year I chose to go full gear, you know, with chadar and tilak and everything. And I tell you, the people are so eager to get this knowledge, you know. Muslim people were coming to me and asking, what is, you know, pious people, all kinds of people were coming. And, you know, like, they're really eager to get this. And then all this self-centeredness that is there in our hearts, it kind of fades away. Like, you know, the other day, like, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj made a nice point in the class. He was saying that, you know, we always put ourselves in the center, you know, the holy name is in the center. And I was thinking this point that when you're preaching, you put yourself out of the center. It's Krishna is in the center. So, of course, you're going to chant the holy name better. Now, a particular verse, maybe some of the senior Vaishnavas can come with a verse, Maharaj. I don't know a specific verse. But have no doubts. You have no doubts.
Our purpose should be to try and please Krishna in the best possible way.
And that means it's not just the book distributor, it's the person who is cooking, it's the person who is sweeping, it's the person who is worshiping the deities, looking after the gardens. We're doing everything with the spirit, with the mood, that people may become attracted to come to Krishna, they may become devotees. It's not the Sankirtan mission, it's not just those frontline preachers, but actually everybody is supporting each other. And when the, you know, and this is it, that also when the devotees have difficulty, you know, people hammers them, you know, it's like, it doesn't fit in my mind yet, this idea, you know, people have, some guru falls down, or some sannyasi, or some, and you know, internet, everybody writes all these things. How? You know, apichet sudara charo. Vajate mananyava. Sadhur eva samantavya. Samya vyavasito hisahada, that, you know, he's my devotee. How much love has Krishna for his devotee? All these stories are here for that, to make that poem. How much love he has for the fallen conditioned souls. So if we're carrying out that work, then we become dear to him. And when we chant the holy name, then Krishna will manifest through the holy name.
Bhagavad Gita 18:68 to 69.
Yeah, I quoted them. I gave the English. Yeah. Good. So good. Yeah. But for those who preach this message, you know, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end they will come to me. And there is no one more dear to me. There will never be anyone more dear to me than he, than him. So we want to enter into that mood, that spirit. It's for us to take advantage of and assist those who are doing that also. Support them. Like now, okay, it's December. We can also go out here in Mayapur and distribute a few books, you know? Get a taste. Put aside, you know, what I have to do. I have so many things, I have so many priorities. Go out there and do a few books and you'll see what I'm talking about. Something changes. It's like a reality check sometimes, you know. Is it not? Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada emphasized a lot on book distribution, but I wanted to ask maybe there are what he was saying about how to take care of devotees, because what happens in ISKCON that we attract so many new people, and then they also need preaching because nobody takes care of them. So are there any quotes or his talks or something that would cover that point?
Well, this is what I was trying to emphasize when I was speaking about how Krishna has so much love for his devotees. Even in the case of Ajamil, he's, you know, making all kinds of arrangements to bring the person back. So similarly, we shall have the same mood with new devotees, with all devotees, all kinds of devotees, trying to find ways by which we can bring them back. Recently I just had a Prabhupada story where Prabhupada, one disciple of Prabhupada, he was like a musician, and he left Krishna consciousness. And then he was blaming Prabhupada for ruining his spiritual career. And he was coming to, I think it was New York, somewhere anyway. And he was like, the devotees were keeping away from him. And then Prabhupada was still alive. Prabhupada came. And he happened to be there. And as soon as Prabhupada saw him, he said, "Oh, such and such, you're here." And Prabhupada said, "Would you like to cook for me?" He had long hair, he was like, you know, fallen. And the devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you know, he's out of it, you know, he's not following anything." It's like, Prabhupada said, you know, "Shut up, you know." It's like, he said, "Would you like to cook for me?" And yes, you know, he cooked for him. So dice, so many stories. Another one, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying this, that I heard in Prabhupada's memories, and he was saying about this devotee who was traveling with him and with Girdhara Swami. They were doing this, you know, like life membership, and then he also went astray, and he was going to the same people that they were collecting money from, but he was collecting from someone else. And you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was saying, you know, he had been informing Prabhupada, but at one point Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, this is gone way out too much, you know, it's intolerable. And Prabhupada said to him, you have not understood the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. You have not understood it. Mercy of Nityananda Prabhu is unlimited. It's unlimited. So that's the mood that we have to have, you know, with the devotees. Like when they come, you know, I was like in a training, a very kind of conservative right wing, you know, training. And I remember that, you know, someone is being a little bit of a kind of wimp or something, you know. We tended to push him down. But actually, this is not like someone who is advanced. And we see it also these days that some people are a little kind of more conservative and they become a little exclusive and they look down on those who are not so good. But actually their proper mood should be that how to bring those people back up, you know. Otherwise it's again, I am better than it's an ego thing. So this spirit of service has to be there to actually find ways to bring the souls back in any way possible. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Gaura Premanande. Hare Bol.